Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。那这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。So how was your holiday?
Yeah, it's been raining and raining and sometimes more rain. So I wasn't able to go anywhere.
Yeah, me too. But I kind of enjoyed staying in. 我可能比较宅哈，所以还比较享受这种窝在家里的感觉。那待在家里不出门，我们除了可以说 stay home 之外呢，可以直接说 stay in.
So, what do you usually do when you stay in?
Nothing, just chilling. You know, getting enough sleep, relaxing a little. Oh, and I watched this super fun show.
Oh yeah? What show?
Listen to Me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, I mean the show is called Listen to Me. 这个节目呢就叫做听解说，是一档全女性脱口秀挑战节目。
So, I didn't know you had a taste for talk shows.
这里有个很好的短语哈，它叫做 have a taste for.它表示爱好某事，对某事有兴趣。Okay, I'll tell you what interested me most about this show. 那我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so I just did a quick search. You know, this show you're talking about, it's more like a stand-up comedy instead of a talk show.
诶，碰到行家了哈。其实这两个概念确实是有点混淆了，因为这个节目啊，包括很火的脱口秀大会，它并不是严格意义上的脱口秀，因为脱口秀呢，其实是 talk show 的音译，而 talk show 呢，通常是指访谈类的或者聊天类的节目，比如说这个国外很火的 Ellen Show， 国内的像鲁豫有约的这种，还有什么锵锵三人行啊、圆桌派之类的。但是呢，李诞啊、王建国他们表演的这种一个人一支麦站在台上面对观众讲，那这种就叫做 stand-up comedy， 也就是单口喜剧。
Yeah, so what we're doing now is a talk show.
我和 Colin 正在做的呢，就可以叫做脱口秀。那其实很简单啊 ，talk 是两个人才能 talk， 一个人怎么能 talk 呢 ？Okay, back to the show. Listen to me. It invited 18 actresses to join the show and express themselves in the form of stand-up comedy.
A lot of them were doing it for the first time, right?
Yeah, and they did a great job. 虽然是第一次尝试说脱口秀哈，但是姐姐们都表现得自信且生动。
Maybe they're not experienced and skilled enough, but they're honest and sincere. They really spoke their mind and talked of the problems women run up against in this society.
没错啊，在单口喜剧方面，比他们更有经验、有技巧的人大有人在。但是呢，他们可贵就可贵在这份真诚，因为他们真的做到了直言不讳地说出自己想说的话。那直言不讳，直抒胸臆，我们可以用到这个表达，叫做 speak one's mind， 把心里想说的说出来。那另外呢 ，Colin 还提到，他们说出了女性在社会上遭遇的一些问题，用的是 run up against， 用来表示遇上、遭遇，通常后面都会接一些困难啊、问题啊这些不太好的情况。
So while these actresses were stepping forward and showing their attitude, they were also drumming up more public interest on the issues concerning women.
Right, because of the particularity of their profession and social status. 那因为这些女性的职业特殊性啊，她们可以通过努力争取到更多的社会关注。那 drum up 就用来表示竭力争取某事。
Yeah, for example,they were trying to drum up new business.
Right, drum up new business, 就是说他们正在努力招揽新生意。那比方说哈，这个王子文就通过他的一番精彩的发言，生动地展现了他的苦恼。起因呢，是当年媒体抓拍的一张照片。那这张照片里面，王子文他正好在深情款款地看着贾乃亮。
So did she have a thing for him?
诶，看大家的第一个反应都是这样子哈。Have a thing for somebody.就是说对某人有感觉，对某人有意思。Her response, of course not. She just happened to be there, sitting behind Jana Liang while he was having an interview.
Oh yeah, who else was she going to look at if not him?
Exactly. Just imagine, if she had looked right into the camera, people would have said she showed off too much. If she had turned around and looked aside, people would have called her arrogant then.
Yep, so she was in a catch-22 situation, because either way, she was going to be criticized.
没错哈，这个 catch-22 这个说法呢，最早是来源于美国的一篇长篇小说叫做第22条军规，它呢就来表示这种进退两难的困境。
So since you seem to love stand-up comedy so much, have you ever thought about coming on the stage and being a comedian?
To tell you the truth, I have imagined what it would be like if I were the one standing on the stage, desperate to make people laugh. And I'm like 80% sure that it's going to be a disaster.
So, well, there's still a chance it might go well.
No, the 20% possibility is that the audience might find it funny to see me being embarrassed and pathetic.
Well, all right. Being a stand-up comedian...does require a lot of courage.
Yeah, and it's hard to make people laugh, and when they don't, it's huge stress.
But it's not only about courage, you know, it's about gift and skill. Because every story they tell, every punchline they throw, they've molded over carefully before.
没错，别看这些单口喜剧演员在台上嘻嘻哈哈的，好像就是轻轻松松的讲个段子而已。其实每个故事，每个包袱都是事先琢磨过很久的。那么 mull over something 就表示仔细考虑、斟酌某事。
Well, if you mull over something, you think about it for a long time before deciding what to do.
Yeah, even the smallest details such as interaction with the audience is well, are well thought out.
Right. Well thought out means something is well thought out.
这是它的字面意思啦。那 think out 呢是指仔细考虑。那么 well thought out 就是指一件事是经过周密考虑、深思熟虑过的。
Oh, I got it. It means something is carefully planned.
没错。那所以啊，说了这么多，得出的结论呢，就是我这辈子是当不上单口喜剧演员了，只能寄希望于你了 ，Colin。
Me? No, thank you. I prefer being entertained rather than entertaining people.
看来 Colin 的幽默是办公室限定的，大家是无福享受了哈。好，那这期节目就到这里啊。那最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学。那限量呢，200个名额，想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。